Stephen Osborne, former Radio 3 New Generation artist, closing his lunchtime recital here on Radio 3 from the Wigmore Hall with the Rachmaninoff Prelude in D major from the Opus 23 set of Preludes. Well, next week's lunchtime concert features a current New Generation artist on our scheme, the soprano Olena Tokar, singing songs by Brahms, Rimsky-Korsakov, Dvorak and Strauss. Do join us same time next week for that. But now, on to Broadcasting Paris.
And that concert was presented by Sarah Moore-Peach. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's a little after 2 o'clock and time now for the early music show. Here's Lucy Skeeping.
Welcome to the show and highlights today from three concerts given last year in Prague, part of the annual Summer Early Music Festival. Each year, leading interpreters of period music from all over the world descend on this historic city, drawing in not only local audiences, but many from farther afield. And it's not just the music they come for, but the venues as well, with concerts taking place in some of the city's most fabulous buildings, castles, churches and palaces all provide unique backdrops, not to mention glorious acoustics. The Church of St Simon and St Jude hosted the first concert we're dipping into. Situated in a peaceful corner of Prague's ancient Jewish quarter, it dates back to the 1300s when it was part of a hospital. By the 17th century, it had been remodelled in the Baroque style that we see today, and over the years, its pipe organ has attracted well-known composers, including both Mozart and Haydn, who came to the church to play on it. Today's visiting musicians, though, are the Orchestra Historyczna, a small band of instrumentalists who got together in their native Poland just 3 years ago. They devoted their entire programme to the sonatas of the violinist and composer Heinrich Ignaz Franz Biber. Born in Bohemia, Biber is considered to be the greatest player of his generation, a man very much at the forefront of developments in violin technique. His solos, wrote Burney a century later, are the most difficult and the most fanciful of any music I have seen of the same period. And as we'll hear, Biber's writing is certainly full of imaginative twists and turns. So here's Biber's Sonata No. 4 in C major. Sonata No. 4 in C major by Heinrich Biber, performed there by the Orchestra Historischna, part of their concert given in the 2014 Summer Festivities of Early Music in Prague. And we'll be hearing another sonata from them later on. Now, though, to the second of the three festival concerts we're dipping into in today's show. The venue this time was a little way outside Prague's historic centre, the Troja Palace. This fabulous Baroque chateau set in acres of gardens and vineyards was completed in the early 1690s as a summer retreat for the Count of Sternberg. And it was in its magnificent ballroom, crammed full of paintings and statues that celebrate the triumphs of the Habsburgs, that the concert took place. The performers are a Lisbon-based ensemble who call themselves Sete Lágrimas, or Seven Tears. And their programme focused on Portuguese musical and cultural exchange, including music that travelled to and originated in the Portuguese colonies around the world. In this set, they perform two anonymous songs from the 16th century. The second is a song of unrequited love, a romantic pleading for Menina dos Olhos Verdes, girl with the green eyes. But first, a song of devotion to the Virgin Mary, in some ways an equally heartfelt sentiment of love. Senora del Mundo, Mother and Princess of the World.
Princesa del vida, seas de tal en buen nombre padre, aquel soberano supremo Señor, por suma bondad vencida la de vos tome el traje de manso pastor, porque de lo la oveja perdida. Princesa de vida, seáis de tal en buen nombre María. Por vos, Virgen Santa, podemos decir, el hombre comienza de nuevo a vivir. Que ante su vida, que siempre morir, con grandes suspiros por ver.
voglia che per esso tu fossi un amore, voglia mie storie per cui tu spesso. E os olhos que eu conheço, graciosos e verdes, porque me não vês, porque me não vês. Eles verdes são e têm puro sança, na tua esperança e nas obras não. Vossa condição não é de olhos verdes, pois que me não vês, pois que me não vês.
Anonymous songs from 16th century Portugal, Senhora del Mundo, followed by Menina dos Olhos Verdes. Sete Lacrimas were directed by Felipe Faria and Sergio Peixoto, part of their concert given last summer in Prague's Festival of Early Music. And later on we'll hear them again with folk songs from the South American colonies. But it's time now to hear part of a concert given in the festival just a couple of days later by the ensemble Accademia del Piacere. Their speciality is the early music of Spain, popular songs and dances which feature a certain amount of improvisation. They're led by Fami Alkai, born in Seville of Syrian descent, who's not only fast becoming one of the most highly acclaimed players of the viola da gamba, but I'm told is also a qualified dentist, which I guess might come in useful on some of the group's more lengthy tours. Their performance took place in Prague Castle, a UNESCO heritage site, which I'm reliably informed is the largest of its kind in the world. More of a complex, really, than a single castle. It consists of several palaces and churches in a variety of architectural styles. And as the historic seat of the kings of Bohemia, it dominates the city. Within all this is the castle's picture gallery, which houses paintings collected by the Emperor Rudolf II. And amongst works by Titian, Rubens and many more, the ensemble Accademia del Piacere gave a concert that explored the origins of flamenco. These two dances are by Gaspar Sanz, a much acclaimed Aragonese guitarist and poet of the late 17th, early 18th century. Folías is based on a traditional chord sequence, whilst the Marionas that follows may originally have been a dance for fishermen or sailors.
Thank you.
Settings of two traditional Spanish dances by the late 17th century composer Gaspar Sanz, Folia and Marianas, performed by Academia del Piacere, directed by Fami Alcai. And we'll be hearing more highlights from their concert given last summer in Prague later on. We have a folk song next, a lullaby from the South Sea island of Timor, which was colonised by the Portuguese in the early 1500s. This influx of Europeans brought about a fascinating cultural blend as the musical styles and instruments of the settlers mixed with those of the native population, creating a completely new and original sound which would eventually make its way back to Europe. This is the group Sete Lágrimas again, followed by Variations on Passamezzo.
Thank you.
Academia del Piacere with variations on the Passamezzo. And before that, we heard a traditional lullaby with its roots in the Portuguese colony of Eastern Timor. Highlights from two concerts given at the 2014 Summer Festivities of Early Music in Prague. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping. Well, a change of mood and style now with the second of the sonatas by Bieber, performed by the Polish ensemble Orchestra Historyczna. Earlier on, to begin the programme, we heard Bieber's Sonata No. 4 in C major. This time they play Sonata No. 3 in G minor.
Thank you.
Sonata number 3 in G minor by Heinrich Biber, part of a concert given in Prague Castle last summer by the Orchestra Historyczna. We return now to another concert in the festival and a folk song performed by the group Sete Lagrimas again. Earlier, they performed a lullaby from the island of Timor, and this next song comes from another Portuguese colony, Mozambique. The music of the 16th century European settlers was influenced by local cultures, with song texts often in vernacular languages and African dialects. Along with trading, the primary purpose was in fact the Christianization of the native populations. And this musical cross-fertilization worked both ways, with many of the more exotic elements finding their way back into Europe and often creating a fascinating hybrid of styles. This is a devotional song to the sacrifice and sharing of gifts, Yamukela, or receive. Highlight from the concert given by Sete Lagrimas, directed by Felipe Faria and Sergio Peixoto, a folk song from the Portuguese colony of Mozambique. We'll stay in Iberian mode for this next piece, a lengthy setting of the Canario, one of many new dances that appeared in Spain in the second half of the 1500s. It soon became popular in Europe, in France, Italy and England. Shakespeare even mentions it when in All's Well That Ends Well, Moth advises his master to canary with your feet in order to win his lover, which seems a good idea since sources tell us that the canario was a fiery wooing dance, usually for a couple and incorporating strong and rapid stamping. This setting is by the 17th century composer Gaspar Sanz and performed here on two violas da gamba, baroque guitar and percussion. Thank you. Canarias, the traditional dance in a setting by the 17th century Aragonese composer Gaspar Zanth. Academia del Piacere were the musicians. Well, we're almost at the end of the programme today, but we've just time for a final piece from the 2014 Prague Summer Festivities of Early Music. And I've chosen the encore from the concert given by the group Sete Lagrimas. It's Cansao do Amor de Mais, Song of Love. And it's a little more recent than the music we've been hearing all through the programme because it's by the Brazilian songwriter Antonio Carlos Jobim, most famous today for his Girl from Ipanema.
Mm-hmm. quero chorar, porque te amei demais. Quero morrer, porque me deste a vida. Oh meu amor, será que terei paz? Será que tu em mim só queres sentir saudade? E já nem sei o que vai ser de mim. Tudo me diz que amar será por fim. Que desespero, traz o amor, eu nem sabia o que era amor. Agora sei porque não sou feliz. Quero chorar porque te amei demais. Quero morrer porque me deste a vida. Oh meu amor, será que terei paz? Será que tudo que há em mim só quer sentir saudade? E já nem sei o que vai ser. Tudo me diz que amar será o fim. Que desespero traz ao amor, eu nem sabia o que era amor. Agora sei porque não sou.
The early music group Sete Lagrimas performing Canção do Amor Demais by Antonio Carlos Jobim. This week's edition of The Early Music Show was presented by Lucy Skeeping, and the producer in Salford was Paul Frankel. Well, next week, Lucy explores some of the complexities of love in early music. That's at the same time, 2 o'clock, here on BBC Radio 3 next Sunday afternoon. Well, in a moment, this afternoon, Choral Evensong, and after it, the choir with Sarah Moore Peach with me now. You've been to London's Roundhouse, Sarah.
I have. Last weekend, there was a fantastic gathering day for a dozen or so choirs who were taking part in this year's Voices Now Festival, which is not just a festival, but also a movement which seeks to bring together choirs that wouldn't otherwise get to sing together with each other, mm-hmm. and in an amazing space like the Roundhouse. Mm. Sam Lee, who's a fantastic folk singer who was there at the day and will be working over the coming couple of months with those choirs, is coming into the studio to talk about it along with their artistic director Matthew Swan, and we'll be hearing a little bit of what happened last Saturday.
And you've got a feature on a choir from the Yorkshire Dales.
Yes,
too.
Indeed. Meet My Choir. It's our regular feature every week at 4:30, and it's your chance as an amateur singing group to get the word out about your ensemble. So we're always looking for people to take part. All they have to do is email us and I'll give out the address on the programme. And then at 5:00, my choral classic is Percy Grainger's short but utterly ravishing setting of a folk song, a sea shanty, Shallow Brown.
That's one of his most powerful pieces, that. It's a very powerful setting indeed, too, isn't it?
It is. The trick is in the orchestration, which is full of shimmering ukuleles and mandolins, which really evoke the swell of the sea. Beautiful piece.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Sarah. That's the choir with Sarah Moore Peach at 4:00 this afternoon. It's a little after 3:00. And time now for Choral Evensong, which was first broadcast live from St Paul's Cathedral last Wednesday. The Magnificat is sung to a setting by Giles Swain, and the Nunc Dimittis is by Gustav Holst. The anthem is Elgar's setting of the Matins canticle Benedictus, which he wrote for his friend G.R. Sinclair, organist of Hereford Cathedral, to perform during the Hereford Three Choirs Festival in 1897. It uses words spoken by Zechariah in celebration of the birth of his son, John the Baptist. An introit by Gerald Finzi opens the service now with words by the Puritan poet Edward Taylor, My Lovely One.
Welcome to St. Paul's Cathedral for this service of choral evensong as we meet on this holy ground where prayer has been offered for over 1,000 years. Whether you are a regular worshipper here, visiting London from around the world, or joining us via this radio broadcast, we are delighted that you are with us in this house of prayer for all nations. A place of worship and learning, music and memory, discovery and faith, all in the name of Jesus Christ. In a moment after the opening responses, the choir sings the psalm appointed for this evening, Psalm 88.
O Lord.